The United States and Canada share the longest unfortified border in the world, but is change a-coming? A planning document describing possible security enhancements is raising eyebrows both in Canada and the United States. Most notably, the study for the Department of Homeland Security raises the idea of fencing short portions of the northern border. Some Canadians are offended by the idea. The U.S. agency is now trying to contain the negative reaction. Let's go to the border town of Blaine, Washington for more details.
I'm standing now right on the U.S.-Canada border, having approached from the U.S. side across a playground. Just across the line is a pretty much a completely unremarkable neighborhood in Canada. There's no fence, just this kind of shallow ditch and some warning signs saying you're leaving the United States. I can literally just jump across. Now we're in Canada, and jump right back, and we're back in the U.S.
But border jumping may become a more acrobatic exercise after an environmental review by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The planning document contemplates erecting short stretches of fencing on the northern border. Also up for discussion are upgrades to patrol roads, short-range radar, more cameras, and aerial drones, among other things. But it was the fence that caught the locals' attention the most, says British Columbia legislator Barry Penner. He represents a district along the border.
It is a disappointing development to think that after all these many years of being good neighbors, one side or the other might think it's necessary now to build a fence.
In response to those sentiments, the U.S. Border Agency is trying to tamp down fears. Customs and Border Protection Planner Don Beckham says the agency has no intention of building a fence like the steel curtain it erected along parts of the U.S. border with Mexico.
We do discuss fencing, but it would be more very specific locations like the fencing on either side of a small remote port of entry to keep people from literally driving through the field to avoid the port of entry.
Beckham says it would be totally unrealistic to deter illegal crossings by fencing the entire 6,500-kilometer-long U.S.-Canada border. His team favors a flexible approach that uses a broad array of possible security measures.
We are looking forward 5 to 7 years, understanding that the security threat is not static, that it is constantly changing, and that Customs and Border Protection needs to change the responses to meet the threat.
Beckham says his agency is listening to public comments and won't make any decisions until next year at the earliest. Bellingham, Washington resident Carolyn Correa came to a public meeting with concerns about aerial drone surveillance and how border fencing might block wildlife migration.
But it seemed to be minimal, if I'm hearing correctly. That's a comfort level, and we would have to make certain that they hold their word.
Vancouver Sun newspaper columnist Vaughn Palmer finds it ironic the discussion of fencing came up just as the Canadian government is deep in talks with the Obama administration about a joint North American security pact. The idea there is to tighten controls around the perimeter of the two countries, allowing freer mobility across the shared border.
Since 9/11, that cross-border relationship has changed in any number of ways. And we're going to be struggling to reconcile the security concerns in the United States with the trade and tourism interests between the two countries.
For a long time to come, it seems. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi near the U.S.-Canada border in Blaine, Washington.